Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Some people refer to what happened during the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing regarding the confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh as a circus. But Senator Lindsey Graham said it's really not a circus because children are allowed to come to circuses, but children were so offended by what was taking place that even the judge's wife had to remove their two daughters. We're going to be talking about what happened on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of operations for Faith in Action, a ministry in the nation's capital directly across the street from the U.S. Supreme Court. Peggy, the very first day you were there during these hearings, both inside and outside, and it's a momentous time for the nation, certainly for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and clearly for his wife and their two children. So naturally, Ashley, Judge Kavanaugh's wife, brought the two children for this momentous occasion to be able to watch their father go through the confirmation hearings. His mother and father were also in attendance. And unfortunately, it became so vulgar, so hostile, that Ashley was forced to remove her children from these offensive comments that were being thrown out in that Senate confirmation hearing, including against their own father, her husband, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, I was there when they actually removed the children. I was in the hallway. We were actually praying, several of us. We were holding hands, just praying, looking over into the big area of the Senate building that you see all the protesting going on. And we were praying, and then we divided up one person on each side. So we covered the three sides. We couldn't get on the fourth side because of security. And I happened to see her come out, Miss Kavanaugh and the two girls, Margaret and Liza. And when they came out, I recognized who they were. And I took my opportunity and I stepped up and said, "We're praying for you. I'm heading up a prayer team for you. We've got you in our prayers all this week." And the oldest child, I believe that was Margaret, turned and she goes, "Thank you very much," and waved.
Oh, that's so tremendous. Mm-hmm. Because
I captured that on a picture because I wanted people to realize that.
When we watched that happen, I think our hearts just went out to the family and to his parents. And I thought, have we gotten this far that we're so out of control that his children and his parents can't even be a part of this?
Yeah, and there's a picture of his mom and dad, and the mother of Judge Brett Kavanaugh is in tears. The father put his face into his hands and bowed his head because of what he was hearing. This is not the kind of America that we want that we are or should be, to have such a outburst of awful epithets against the judge and attempts to shut down the hearing that the judge's own children cannot even sit in to watch this historic event of their father.
So thank you, Peggy, for being there and for your team for praying. I mean, that was
exactly
critical.
Thank you. Well, the thing is, it's not even just in the hearing room. When those children came out in the hallway, you have women dressed in black with black veils and black shoes. I mean, they line the hallways. And so you're walking down in the middle of this while they're doing these humming chants and such. That's scary to a child.
Sure.
And I thought about that. I thought, and then there were people that actually brought their children for other reasons. And I thought, this is not a place for a child. And they should be able to witness these historical hearings when they happen. And this time was much different.
Yeah, it's so different. You know, when you go back to previous nominations during President Ronald Reagan, you had Judge Bork. He would have been an excellent jurist for the U.S. Supreme Court. Back then, there was not a lot of social media, not a lot of alternative media. And he ultimately was torpedoed by Democrats who ultimately opposed him over the issue of abortion. And it was led by then-Senator Ted Kennedy. And the confirmation vote was short, just a few. As a result, there was a second person that was nominated. I think he had to withdraw because back then, I think of he had, in his history, it came up that he had smoked marijuana at some time, and it became a big controversy. And then the third person that was nominated for that same position was then Judge Anthony Kennedy. And, of course, Judge Kennedy has been on the court for many, many years, and he was the swing vote in 1992 on the issue of abortion and also same-sex marriage in 2015. Then you come forward and you look at what happened to Judge Clarence Thomas, and he was character assassinated, a lovely, wonderful, brilliant man who loves God, and he went through a terrible character assassination. And here, the assassination of character wasn't as much against Judge Kavanaugh in the sense that they didn't have anything that they could even try to make up about him. But it really centered around his judicial philosophy that ultimately gave rise to this protest and an attempt that's really unprecedented in a different way. I think Judge Thomas's hearing was unprecedented in the sense that they tried to literally destroy the man of Judge Thomas, now Justice Thomas. In this case, they tried to have histrionics about what Judge Kavanaugh will do to the court, but they literally, for the first time, tried to shut it down. And we've never seen anything quite like this. For those, Peggy, that are listening, I know we're coming up to the full Senate vote where Judge Kavanaugh did brilliant, by the way, in his hearing testimony, and now it's going to come up for the full Senate vote. We can't take anything for granted, and we still want people to continue to pray, not just for this vote, but also for the family and also for the future of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. We do. Our prayer teams are continuing. We have prayer teams several times during the week. Some of us make our way around the Supreme Court, the Senate buildings, through inside. We've got several of us praying with actually the members. And it continues even the day that the vote happens. I'll be actually inside in the galley when that happens, praying. So we continuously to pray for the family, the judge, and everyone with this, because there were just so many other things. Lights projected on the Supreme Court. Lights were projected on the judge's home. These are things that we've not seen before. So, yes, safety is a big issue here, and praying for that is what is our number one.
And, you know, safety for all of the justices, including Kavanaugh, because a lot of these, they don't have the big security contingent. And the problem that what we're seeing here in this country is the divide is getting more stark. I mean, you can literally see the spiritual forces at work. There are just horrible things that you're seeing in the physical realm taking place. And there are organizations and there are people who are really trying to stir up individuals to a fever pitch. And we have to be careful. We need to make sure that we pray for this country and for this process because there are people who would literally like to destroy the entire democratic process, the entire system, to just literally bring it down.
Right. I mean, you can just see the spiritual warfare, you know, and the enemy fighting what's about to happen.
You know, and some of those people that were protesting in line and being paid to do this didn't even know what they were protesting for.
Wow.
Or what they were against. So that whole, you know, we live in a country where we should be able to voice our opinion and I should be able to disagree and we learn to disagree, but yet try to find a medium ground or
with
something.
With respect, yes.
With respect, but they didn't even, some of them, if you said, well, now what exactly do you not like about the judge or what exactly, well, I'm not real sure. You know, you got those type of answers. So these were people that were paid to put change in their pocket and disrupt.
And they have, and some of them are just filled with anger or confusion, and they just want to disrupt. And I mean, that really is the playbook of someone who wants to literally destroy an adversary, if you will, is to sow chaos. And it's we live in a country that gives us the freedom. But to be able to have that freedom, you have to respect other people as well. And there's times and places to be able to protest and be able to make your voice known. This is a huge process. This is a huge moment in American history because Judge Brett Kavanaugh, with the vote impending, this particular seat is a critical swing seat because it is filling the seat of Justice Kennedy, who, as I mentioned earlier, was the swing vote, the 5-4 on abortion in 1992, the 5-4 on same-sex marriage in 2015. Those are critical social issues that affect our family, our faith, our freedom, the precious children. that are innocent, that are being ultimately slaughtered in the womb through these abortion processes. Pray for the vote upcoming. Pray for the judge and his family. Pray for the United States Supreme Court. Stay involved. Get engaged. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.